Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Stretford Paddock. I'm Ronaldo Brown, and this is The Devil's Podcast, and I'm here with Joel.
You all right, mate?
Part-time Jesus, part-time Aquaman.
I don't know, I'll take them as both compliments, because they are compliments.
And I'm here with Alex, part-time A-class driver, part-time golfer, full-time Tory.
So what are you then? What can we call you? Full-time footballer.
He did this because...
Listen,
Steven
I was lining
Gerrard, full-time Steven Gerrard.
I was lining
mate.
That up for the last half an hour.
You have Couldn't been. Wait You've been waiting because this is why we're late.
That's why you were checking your notes because he was rehearsing that.
He's
line
not got. We've not got any other.
Not notes for us to speak football. Surrounding United, so I don't really need notes for that.
Liverpool surrounding United. Was it 30 miles away?
Yeah.
You should know. You've done the journey enough times.
Yeah. Wait, is this a 2v1?
You're the one who started. You've come at both of us. When you expect nothing back? For God's sake, yeah.
So right. Are we going to talk about United now?
Yeah, let's talk about a bit about United.
I've asked if he's all right. I'm sure you're all right.
No, I'm very good, mate. How are you?
You're right, Alex?
Yeah, mate. I'm good.
Good. I'm glad you're doing well, both of you.
No, but what we're here to speak about is...
Oh, that's better, isn't it?
Welshman Daniel J.
Adam McCall just asked, is that a Kieran McKenna? I'm guessing.
No, it's not. But anyway, reports from ESPN.
ESPN.
I'm sure you've seen it.
Yeah.
Solskjaer wants to shop Daniel James to help fund the Sancho move, but apparently the higher-ups are not in favour of it. What do you think?
I reckon that I don't understand that it shouldn't have to be we have to sell Dan James to get Sancho in. What, are we only allowed one right winger at the club at any one time?
I was kind of one backup,
one winger, one choice. We're never allowed depth on that wing for some reason. I have no idea why they're doing that.
So do you feel like if it's one of those where if you sell Daniel James to help fund the Sancho kind of deal, but you actually don't end up getting any reinforcements in, then you just lose another option in a place where we haven't got that many.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. I can't imagine the fee that we would get for Daniel James is the reason that we can't sign Sancho. Maybe it is. Maybe we just ain't got any money. People keep talking like we've got loads of money. Maybe we haven't. Because we act like we haven't.
Yeah.
Like, and last summer, I know that we signed Harry Maguire and Wan-Bissaka, but we sold Lukaku and we got Sanchez and Young and Herrera's wages all off the books as well. Like, it was more... You know, almost as many outs as it was ins last summer. Certainly in terms of personnel, I think it was more with Darmian and a few other people leaving as well. So the idea that you know, we've got loads of money, we're not spending it. Maybe we just skint. Because that is literally the only way I can sort of stomach what's going on.
Can't be skint.
If we skint, then you sort of go, well, yeah, we are Man United, but the club's been ran so badly that maybe we can't spend any money, we ain't got any money. And then you can sort of go, well, it's shit, but... What are you going to do? Because otherwise, it's just so much incompetence from so many layers of the club that you think, at least if we're skint, there's an excuse.
Yeah, but if we are skint, then why are we haggling over 20 million for Jadon Sancho? Why aren't we just signing players that are 35 million or 40 million? Why don't we just say, look, we're not getting Sancho. Let's get, mentioned Sarf and Watford, someone like that. Let's just say, look, we can't afford him. Let's get somebody cheaper.
Well, that's what we're all doing, isn't it?
No, because we're not getting anybody.
Now, listen, it feels all a bit last minute central, doesn't it? You've got 4 days to go and then all of a sudden you're hearing that you want to shop Daniel James because a couple of dodgy performances.
Yeah.
It's just a dangerous game if you want to sell him without definitively having anyone else to bring in. It's all right.
It's a dangerous game anyway.
It is a very dangerous game because if you know that the squad isn't that, obviously it's not that extensive in terms of quality, I think we could all see that. If you do then end up selling players that aren't good, well, Daniel James might not be good enough for United, that might be fair enough, but is it worth, it's just simply not worth getting rid of him if you aren't going to be able to replace him with someone better. And we don't have any confidence in the board or in United at the moment that they will be able to do that before the deadline day is over.
If we have to sell Dan James to get Jadon Sancho in, that says about Dan James that he wasn't a project for the future, that he wasn't some cheap player that might turn out to be better, that he wasn't squad depth. That means that we brought him in to be our number one winger and he wasn't quite good enough. How pathetic is
that's
that?
That's worrying.
If we have to sell him to fund the next one, that means he was bought to be our first choice winger. Surely that isn't the case. Surely he was brought to be depth so that when you get Sancho, you've got Dan James underneath him who can play some other games. You've got Mason Greenwood there who can substitute in or, you know, rotate in for Sancho or for Martial. But if we have to, like, well, Dan James, after, also, since when do we sell players after one season? How bad a season do you have to have that Alexis Sanchez got 2.5 years or whatever it was at Man United and Dan James gets one season?
It is true, though, because before I move on to you, Alex, what exactly do you expect from a player that was bought from the Championship with basically no weight of expectation?
£15 million.
No,
I spent that on the bus getting here this morning.
Did you?
No, didn't get the bus, didn't get it this morning, didn't spend anything. What I'm saying is it's not much money, is it?
No, it's not much at all.
I don't get it. I don't get the fact that... I mean, it's one of them... Talking the other night on the watch along about Dan James, and I think McCullough went, he doesn't care if Dan James got... I agree that I don't think he's quite good enough for Manchester United, but at the same time, we need players. We literally... Mm-hmm. It's bodies at this point. We kept Andres Pereira last year, and we knew that he wasn't good enough, but we didn't have anybody else. Now we've got Van der Beek in, you can go, we don't need him now. But right now, we don't have... We literally don't have a right winger in the squad. Dan James isn't a right winger. Mason Greenwood, who's starting there, isn't a right winger. So it's all horrendous.
Yeah, we're still like. So Pereira's gone. He's only gone on loan. How come he's getting another loan and Dan James is getting sold?
By the way, Manchester United's way of saying it is Pereira gets another loan was their way of phrasing it today, as if to say, we're going to give him another chance to impress. Like, no, we
Dan
need
James
to get rid of him.
Last year
it's just a year delay before selling.
Dan James last year was better than any season Pereira's ever had at United. Yeah. And he's been given two or three loans now.
Yeah.
We ain't got any players in on the wings. How can we be getting rid of one?
Yeah, but do you feel like Solskjaer suggesting this to the board or pointing out there that he wants to sell Daniel James, do you think that's just his way of putting more pressure on the board to actually buy someone before the transfer window's over?
Maybe he's sort of going, look, I'm willing, here's what I'm willing to do. I'm even willing to let Dan James go. That's how desperate I am for signings here. Like, I know, you know, he's maybe playing the sort of the fool's game of going, well, if it's money that we need, sell Dan James. He's sort of putting it on the line of going, here's what I'm willing to risk in the squad to get Jadon Sancho through the door. If you need an extra 20 million, sell Dan James. If that's what it'll take, you can sell him. Maybe that's the only way I can assume that there's any truth to this, because surely he knows, you know, Dan James played the other night. Dan James has played two of the four games we played this season. Like, we haven't got that many. Mason Greenwood's great in that position. He does a lot better than you think he should. You know, 18 years old, playing on the right-hand side when he's a striker. And then it is Dan James. And then we play Mata there for whatever reason.
Do you think maybe there's something in the fact that we do need to get rid of players? And I think Solskjaer's maybe gone, right, I want you to get rid of Dalot, Jones,
Rojo,
Smalling,
Pereira and Lingard
maybe. Maybe he's given then, and the board have gone, okay, we'll give this a go. And now it's a week to go. Smalling looks like it'll probably get done, but we've not actually sold anyone else.
Smalling deal was such a banker from day one. Yeah. Oh, you've had him for a season and he was really good. Yeah, do you want him? Yeah.
It took forever.
What do you mean no? We want to get rid of him. You want to buy him.
And maybe they need that extra 20, 30 million in to get that money to do that next bit of the Sancho bit, and they've just not got it. And Solskjaer's kind of gone, well, I've got him, Dan, James he'll do.
He's got knees.
Because he's got knees, he can play football. And because you can't sell Lingard, you can't sell anyone else. You've not been able to sell Phil Jones, you've not been able to sell Rojo because you've given them ridiculous contracts. He's not on that bad of a contract. Can you sell him? Maybe that's the point.
It's crazy because United have been, we've kind of been criticising how we've not been able to get rid of the Deadwood. I know not everyone likes that term, yeah. or get rid of the players that are not really, that are surplus requirements, better way of putting it. But it's just the fact that they haven't garnered that much interest from other clubs. There's nothing to say that we haven't been trying to shop them or get rid of them, but if, is it not showing what the quality is like at United, the fact that you've got players that have played how many games for a club like us and they still can't get any potential buyers?
The thing is that we're a team that finish anywhere from sixth to second on any given season. We aren't a team full of shit players who can't get a game for any club in Europe. Like, the problem is the money they're on. Yeah. It's not the quality. Like, Phil Jones would be, you know, great for Burnley or great for Bayer Leverkusen or whatever. We've got there's enough quality to fill the spaces of teams below us in the league and in other leagues. The problem is he's on 200 grand a week or whatever, 150, whatever it is. That's why we can't get rid of him. Not because they're not good enough. Rojo would get a game for, you know, most league unsides.
Yeah.
We've got players that have got quality. These players have kept us anywhere, like I said, anywhere from sort of sixth to second over the last 3 or 4 years. They're not that bad.
Yeah.
They're not good enough to push us onto a title challenge or, you know, maybe get us in the first team. Now we've replaced them with better players. But they would play for most teams in Europe still. The problem is the sorts of teams that they're good enough to play for, i.e. Schalke, i.e. you know, Toulouse or Toulon, whoever it is in France, they don't have 150 grand a week available for a centre-back. That's the problem. It's not that they're shit, it's that we've paid them too much.
Yeah, it's. I mean, there's a comment in here from Anish Joshua, one of our members, sell Jones to Fulham, they desperately need defence.
But
the problem is that Phil Jones
what you said.
Would be... There's a thing here. Phil Jones on £120,000 a week. Phil Jones is on. That would probably be Fulham's highest paid player.
Yeah.
For Phil Jones, who would be good for them, but I don't think he would be their best.
Do you think it's an instance then where these players that are on these monumental wages at United, and obviously they would have potential buyers that are not scared off by their wages? Do you think it's a situation where they might see that they're at the point of their career or desperate point in their career where they might potentially take a bit of a pay cut? Or the players these days just don't really see it like that?
I think Sanchez did that, didn't he? It took him a year, but he's gone to Inter Milan and by all accounts, he's on less money than he was. You'd assume the same would be the case for Chris Smalling. You'd assume for different players it'd be different, but all the players who we're looking to sell are late 20s at least, if not in their 30s. So they've all had 10 years of at least 30 grand a year. Like, these players are all set for life. Dan James is a bit different maybe because I know the money he's been on this year will have been great, and he'll have been on good money his whole life. But he's only 22. If he goes back to the Championship and goes down to 20 grand a week again,
it's not huge,
it's great money, but it's not... Yeah. My family is set for generations money like you get if you stay at United for another 5 years.
Especially when you live to your means kind of thing. Yeah, so it's, exactly, I get where you're coming from.
We've had a super chat from Duncan and Tammy Hawkins. 6-9.
Hello to the both of you.
It's funny how the owners love their money but waste so much on player contract with subpar players wasting millions. Contradiction. And I think
that is true. That
it is, but at the same time, I think there's a lot of it is... I think their model is that, if we sign a player up, then we've got them on, you know, when we sell them, we'll get more money for them. I think that was their idea to it. But they've not realised that you kind of get stuck with players. Now, the thing with Sanchez was that you had to, what they've not realised is that you have to spend money, United had to spend money on contracts because that was the only way you were getting certain players in when we weren't playing at our best. I think Sanchez would have gone to City if it wasn't for the money kind of thing, or you would have gone elsewhere. But players that aren't Alexis Sanchez, you shouldn't be offering Phil Jones 120 grand a week when he's not at that level. He should just be running a contract out and going. Now, the Glazers would look at that as, we've not got any money back for that.
Mm.
But at the same time, then they wouldn't be in the position we're in now, which is we're stuck with players.
Someone's like what, 5 million quid a year off you.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like what I mentioned earlier, really. It's when you've got high wages for players that don't necessarily deserve it, cause numerous amount of problems. I spoke earlier with Alex in the preview that's going to go out tomorrow, about whether you'd start Henderson or De Gea.
Mm.
And obviously Henderson's kind of on his shoulder. He's been performing well. And it's almost a toss-up between the two at the moment. But you can't, in a keeping position, you can't see De Gea being dislodged, because can you afford to have a second string goalkeeper on over 300 grand a week?
And this was the kind of the comments we were having over the summer about De Gea and Henderson. I think that the Henderson thing is you could have probably maybe left it another year for him to not come back to United. Mm. But I think that you needed to offer him the contract and he wanted to fight for his place. And in the ideal world, you would have probably sold David De Gea, you know, this summer. I think that would have been another option to do. But because we were in the position we were in when De Gea's contract was running out, which was we don't have anyone else and he is at this point our best player, we've gone overboard with his contract. So now he's on, was it 375 grand a week, 400 grand a week nearly? Mm. And now you're stuck with a very good player in David De Gea. I'm not saying it's a better player to be stuck with than most of the players. Than Sanchez on that kind of money. But at the same time, it leaves you no option. You don't have that option to go and sell him elsewhere. And almost, it's probably the similar kind of thing with Paul Pogba. You know, I think that there is a team like Real Madrid that wants him. And I think that if Ollie wanted to get rid of him this summer and Madrid said no, there isn't anybody else because we're paying him so much money. There isn't that option. Whereas City are kind of, I think City do a little bit better with some of their contracts where they pay him slightly less. And things like Sane, they managed to get rid of him because he wasn't on 250, 260 grand a week. He was maybe on a little bit lower. And I think that Ollie's tried to fix that, but it's going to take, it could take 3 or 4 more years until we've got rid of the players like Jones, Rojo, that when their contracts just run out.
We've got a problem as well where, because we're a big side who expect to sign some of the best players in the world, when you aren't performing on the pitch, you have to give those players a bigger incentive to join your team.
Mm. Yeah, there's a super chat from Two Shot Tino. A lot of our fringe players have no chance of getting an international place. Sanchez has a chance, so he wants 13 football. It's another factor. Yeah. That is a big point. Phil Jones, realistically, you know, if he went to Newcastle, even if he had a good season, he's not going to make his way back into the England setup. No. Chris Smalling,
you know how deluded footballers are. He probably still has. You feel like he has an outside chance.
He's got more of a chance.
Well, that's it. He must look at Chris Smalling and go, do you know what? He had a really good season last season, and there wasn't even, he might get called up, might not. There wasn't even a rumour of it. So Phil Jones isn't going to get back into it. Rojo plays a lot for Argentina. You could kind of see, but he went back this summer to Argentina.
That is true. That is a factor. It's one of those where these players are kind of looking at it as if they're not playing for their respective domestic teams.
Yeah.
Then their national teams are going to look at him like, you're not getting games. You're not worthy of a call-up.
Whereas Alexis Sanchez will probably, 34 when the next World Cup comes around in 2021 or 2022? He'll probably still play in that.
Also, I think the Copa America holds a bit more esteem than maybe even the Euros does for us. I think that Chile especially have won that a couple of times, I think, with him. Yeah. I think he really wants to play in that again. Yeah.
I know that we go over this and we keep going over it and we're going to keep going over it until Monday, I'm sure, and then it will keep going over it till the 15th when the British transfer window shuts, because no doubt when we don't get Sancho, we'll be linked with Saar from Watford, we'll be linked with David Brooks, we'll be linked with a multitude of lower level players from Britain, and then we'll get to the end of that deadline and not sign anyone as well. But the fact that I know that we've non-stop basically talked about the shadows and the echoes of the 2018 transfer window, but the fact that we've literally signed a central midfielder, a fullback, and we've brought a goalkeeper back, like when they signed Dalot, Fred.
We got an extra loan for Regalo, though. I'll get that one.
I mean, can you believe just how much of a carbon copy this season is to that season? Finished well in the league, signed a midfielder, a fullback, and a goalie. A backup goalie. We've literally done the same this summer. It's just, it's staggeringly predictable, and
I think life's a simulation.
We accidentally hit loop.
I still kind of felt that towards the end of that transfer window, if they'd have got that Maguire deal over the line, I think the lift would have been massive.
Jose might still be here.
Yeah, he would have. I think he'd have gone a lot further than he did.
Because he could have won.
Because you've heard Mourinho say numerous times how he didn't get this, he didn't get that.
It was literally another centre-half. And what makes it even crazier is the next summer we paid more money. And got 20 million more for the same guy. And got the centre-half. And again, it just seems like a strange thing that what you're going to do, you're going to throw another manager under the bus almost and put the pressure on Ollie. I mean, I said last night on the Transfer Live show, and I got a text off it saying, you must be mad, because I said that if we don't get a right winger in, I don't see Ollie making it past Christmas. Mm. And that isn't on, I don't trust Ollie to do things. I see it as this squad is going to be under so much pressure this year, because last year, this squad got to have a rest in the midweek against in Europa League. They got to be able to make 8-9 changes every week.
Can't do that.
You can't go to PSG and pay Phil Jones.
We can't do that in the next round of the Carabao either because we've got Everton away. We can't do that even against fucking Istanbul, Beşiktaş.
Well, that's it. Because those two games against PSG and RB Leipzig are going to be so hard. If we don't get six
Cam's having a giggle there. What
no,
are you laughing
top
about,
points
mate?
For my pronunciation of Beşiktaş.
If we don't get 6 points in those games, deserved. We're going to be struggling. And I don't think that when we saw when that squad had to play two games a week or three games a week before the lockdown, it's good, but it does start to tail off. We've signed one player that kind of can drop in and look all right in that squad. And I still think, we're missing squad depth. And that's my worry with it all, is that if we don't get players.
This is quite frustrating, though, because you're talking about carbon copy.
By the way, I mentioned a fullback then. We actually haven't even signed Tellers
yet.
We're
not game yet.
Just so
you know what? When you said we signed a fullback, I was kind of thinking.
I mean, the Tellers one looks like it might well happen to me. That's all I'm saying.
But you kind of just made that up.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking, no, because I'm expecting the Tellers deal to happen. Although maybe not, because that's gone a bit quiet, hasn't it?
No, but is it not, as I was going to say, you mentioned the carbon copy. You said you were frustrated.
Yes.
As we all are. Last season, we literally said before the season, the squad depth is terrible. If we get a few injuries, we basically fucked.
Yeah, we were.
This season, 4 days left to go before the season starts, whilst finishing third and qualifying for the Champions League, we were reiterating the same. What am I slurring? We are reiterating the same things. You're literally saying we're going into the new season with a squad that probably can't handle midweek games and then on the weekend. And if you get one or two injuries in that, the squad starts to look even lighter.
And I think I think you look at last year as well, you had the opportunity where Chelsea couldn't strengthen, so they were worse than they were almost the year before. You had the opportunity where Tottenham completely capitulated. This year, you've had Arsenal strengthened, Chelsea have strengthened, Tottenham have had another year under Mourinho and have strengthened.
Everton
have strengthened. All these different clubs have spent a good amount of money, got a lot of players in, and I don't think the Premier League is generally stronger, but that third place to seventh place is definitely, even Wolves have strengthened. Wolves have signed a couple of players in as well, you know.
Even though they look shit, they're going to take some points off big teams.
Exactly. I think that level.
That's how they've always been, though.
That level has improved this year. You've got Liverpool Liverpool won the league so comfortably, and they've signed three players in this summer.
So basically, what we're stating is every other club has shown ambition and aggression in the transfer window, and we've shown none of it. Because looking at Everton, I don't know where they're getting all their money from.
Their owner's put £300 million of his own money in the last 3 years. That's where they're getting their money from.
And
financial fair plays ought to come down on them like a fucking ton of bricks anytime soon.
They look pretty dangerous this season. They look like the most improved team so far. And they've just basically apparently signed, or on the verge of signing, Godfrey from Norwich for £30 million, the young centre-back. It's like FIFA career mode for the likes of Chelsea and Everton, and then United are just stalling.
Well, lucky Chelsea have got a bad manager, because that might stop them pushing on the way they should.
Yeah, that
also,
is true.
There is a case to be made, and obviously this is such a very small straw to grasp at, that putting too many new players into a first team takes time to bed them in. You're not guaranteed that those personalities and those playing styles are going to go well together, but you wouldn't swap our window for Chelsea's on the back that they might have bought too many players. Like, but that, I mean, literally, that's the hope I'm clinging on to, that Havertz and Ziyech and Werner and all these lot take a little bit of time to bed in together. Although I'm sure Havertz and Ziyech have been playing for,
I think I saw someone say on Twitter Chelsea's team is like that 95 overall team on Ultimate Team, but there's red lines everywhere for chemistry. It's basically what it is for them.
I'm hoping that's what it is.
Hopefully it continues.
Pereira is in Lazio having his medical right now. He looks happy to be there. And he's complete.
It's all sorted.
It's complete. So that's Pereira.
Cam, I've seen you wear them.
There was never a question about that being sword.
No,
there?
And do you think there's obviously the talk of us needing to strengthen. Do you think that Pereira going out actually puts any money in the coffers? Do you think or is that just because it's a loan?
It's just us being nice to him.
Just one less player to worry about.
Do you want to sit on the bench? No. All right, we'll try and get you a move.
Yeah.
Will we get any money for it? No. But if he's really good, we'll give you £23 million for him. What? When's the last time you spent £23 million on anyone, Lazio? 2001. Okay, so that's not going to happen. No. Cool.
All right, so you are seeing it.
Have some of our depth for free.
That's what I'm saying. They've put in that loan to buy, saying, oh, we'll buy him for €27 million.
You ain't doing shit,
which they never will.
If he scores 10 goals and gets 10 assists, they still ain't buying him for that.
So that...
We've been again, boys.
And you just know Edward was like, oh my days, we might get 27 million for it.
What did he say? 27? Yeah, send him. Do we get any money for him? No.
Right. Nah.
See, like, no loan fee, fucking note.
We're probably still paying 70% of his wage, probably.
I think that was debunked, but I won't be surprised. the whole rest of the window, can we talk a little bit about how much the rest of this window has brought into sharp focus what exactly the fuck happened with that Van der Beek deal? How did we get that done in 3 days? Do you know why happened?
We know why.
Because Van der Sar did it for us. That's why it happened. We didn't even do that deal.
No.
That's so obvious now. That deal was the biggest fluke in football history. Man United, this same board that has done what we've seen over the last 10 years, and specifically the last 3 years, got a deal done in a weekend. Like buying a postcard off a rack when you go to the fucking Lake District. That's what Van der Beek was. What amateur is it? 299, yes.
Is it 24?
Contactless, it's unlimited. 43 million. Beep. That was it. Later Van der Sar did that deal for us. He put the things on there, signed there, and he's like, really? Yes, sign it. Well, we don't have to do anything. We don't have to fuck it up. No, we'll do this one. Done. That's it. That can be the only reason. We have never got a deal done in a weekend. We go to the end of every single window without the targets that we want. And this time, for some reason, when we've got the ex-Man United guy in there who's sorting the deal out for us, we get it done like that. There's your coincidence, isn't it?
But anyway, what I will say, you said we wait until the end of the transfer window all the time.
Sick of
and
it.
And we long it out. I know you're vexed, man. It's all right.
Vexed, man.
Hey, I know you're vexed.
I'm vexed.
I know you're vexed, but Joe, it'll be okay.
I'm motherfucking vexed.
Joe, it'll be okay, mate.
Go on.
Is there any possibility? I'll let you calm down, Alex. Is there any possibility that, as you've probably mentioned before, that United have kind of let this drag on until the end of the transfer window to maximise engagement?
That
could be the only saving grace. That possibly might be the reason.
That is my conspiracy. Is that if we sign Sancho on the last day of the season, it's so that what Wood was going is right. If we don't do this for a bit, right, everyone's going to be tweeting Man United. And every time we put a video out, they're going to put sign Sancho under it. So when we actually sign Sancho, that hashtag will be fucking doing really well.
The SEO on that.
The SEO is ridiculous.
Which, for those of you who don't know, means search engine optimization. So basically, the more people who put something on the internet, the higher the ranking that has in terms of like search results and people finding it.
It's a really sort of sad thing that, but I'm kind of hoping it's true.
So tell us again, I know you told us the other day, but tell us again the story of why you think that might be the case.
Well, when I was a university student a long, long time ago, I did a thing on United.
How old are you again? I'm joking.
38. No, but I did a thing on United's finances and stuff like that, and in their investor pack, they put on it that the Alexis Sanchez deal got more engagement than the Luis Suarez deal that summer, and you know, and they mentioned like six other transfers and showed a graph saying this is what the Sanchez deal did, this is what the rest of the deals did, and this is the most important thing. Look what we as a club can do. And do you think if we'd have signed Sancho on August 10th, they'd have missed out on so many tweets because everyone would have just gone, well, we've done now.
And the reason why that's important is because, I know obviously this is obvious to us and to you, but what they do then is they put all the numbers together. So anytime that anyone has ever linked Sancho to Man United, whether that's as a response to Man United's tweets, because people are constantly saying, announce Sancho, fuck off with this highlights package, give us Sancho, they add all of those up, all of the likes on those tweets, and count this as engagement. And then what they do is they put this all in a big bundle and they go to Sony or they go to Chivas Regal or Chevrolet and say, here's what we can offer you. This many, look at this, the Jadon Sancho deal, which we can plaster your logo all over, did 6 billion interactions on social media. So that means you need to give us more money for this sponsorship deal that we're asking from. That's why it matters. It's not just like, oh, look how many views we got. The more interaction, the more engagement that our social media gets as Man United, the more money we get. So that's why it may actually be possible. Yeah, because there's a monetary reason.
There is, and there's...
It possibly is. I can see it, but...
I don't necessarily think it's true, but there's
definitely something that goes through the back of their mind saying, if we do this right now, we've got 2 months of no tweets about this. And I think that's definitely... There's definitely no tweets, there's no posts, there's no... And I definitely think there's something in that. Now, we've known before that that's their most important thing. They don't really, they care about what happens on the pitch, but to a point. They're not like pushing us
still
to be
a business,
the best.
Isn't it?
It's still a business. And I think that they definitely influence things like that. Whether that'll happen with Jadon Sancho, I don't know.
Because it's very, it is very interesting the way that, as you've mentioned, engagement-wise and media-wise, United have absolutely dominated the transfer window so far without actually dominating it for the right reasons. Mm-hmm. So it is kind of...
Yeah, the conspiracies we get more clicks and likes and views than anyone, even though we've only signed one player.
Yeah,
one and a half. You know,
I mean, there was a thing about video on where there was someone followed Romano around and did a thing about that, and he said, "I'm going to tweet about a Man United player now." Mm. Everyone, it goes mad every time I do.
He said it to us.
Yeah, whether it's Chris Smalling going somewhere, whether it's someone being linked, and I'm saying no. That tweet for me does more than anybody else.
Who was it that I told? I don't know if it's. I think it might have been you, or don't know who else I told. I think it might have been Kyle actually. No one really gives a. No one really cares that much about the Pereira loan to Lazio and all that dealings or whatever.
Yeah.
Romano tweeted about the interest from Lazio to loan to buy €27 million, and he got like 35,000 likes on that tweet.
Because
and that's like nothing deal.
And not just that, if someone's liking that and saying, what about Sancho though? That's what every single one of them does. And it's, I don't know. The other thing is, maybe I'm clinging on to this kind of theory because it means that we actually get Jadon Sancho.
Don't want to
be
completely honest with you. In my head, I haven't given up on Jadon Sancho.
Neither have I.
I think we will sign him. If I'm being completely honest, I believe we will sign Jadon Sancho.
Monday morning, they're just going to go.
Yeah. I think it's going to happen. And this is how annoyed I am and frustrated I am now. If we actually don't sign him, for fuck's sake, if we actually don't sign him, I will be stunned. Honestly, I'll be completely blown away if we don't sign him because genuinely, I still think we will. If I'm being honest, I'm being skeptical and I can see all the reasons why it wouldn't happen. Honestly, my actual opinion of this deal is that it still will happen. Because I can't let myself believe it won't. But if it doesn't,
I'm in.
I said your voice. Your voice.
A hedgehog.
Did you hear? Did you hear the voice crack?
At the end of that voice crack.
You did.
The only thing that cracked in here was, I don't know.
Your banter, mate.
No, I'm the same. I'm like, I've not prepared myself for. Nah. If we don't get someone in like Jadon Sancho, I don't know what's next.
I've buried my head in the sand.
This is not actually. All right.
If we don't like sign him, I'll lose
this
it.
Is how we can move on to discussion.
Go on.
This
go
is
on.
Perfect go segue. On.
Perfect.
You basically have just stated that you're confident that we will get Sancho. Still. I'm not confident, but you're clinging on to
I
hope.
I believe we will, yeah.
We might get rid of Daniel James.
Yes.
Well, one possibility of someone that we might be bringing in still is Dembele. And the body language change.
Do you know what we should get, Ronaldo? Here's what I would say. If we're going to... Let's imagine in a world we can't get Jadon Sancho because we ain't got the money. Should we get... I'm going to give you some characteristics and you say whether this sort of player would be right for Manchester United in the current climate of what Ole is trying to build. Would you like an injury-prone player that is... he's on a lot of money. He's on a hell of a lot of money. He's already rejected joining Manchester United once this window and is being forced out of the club that he wants to prove himself at to play for us. Is that the sort of profile of a player you'd like?
That is 100% not the profile.
Right. Okay. So for me, I wouldn't be that interested in Ousmane Dembele.
But on the, it's just weird how all of a sudden he's changed his mind, apparently, that he's more willing to do the deal. Just when probably Barcelona have sat him down in the last couple of days and said, mate, we don't really want you here.
But he didn't already reject a potential loan from Liverpool and from United.
He rejected Liverpool, he rejected Juve, and he rejected
Juve. I like that.
He rejected them and he rejected Liverpool, I just said, and United. Because as when we spoke to Mohamed Boufassi,
is that Bouhafsi. Right?
Bouhafsi. I've never pronounced his surname correctly, but a suave guy, nice guy though. But obviously, catch the Tier 1 podcast, so it's there. I'm going to plug that. I'm sure Cam will plug that, please. Can you plug that, please? Cheers, mate. But speaking to him, he said he knows Dembele quite well.
Mm. He acted like he's like mates with him almost.
Like he's mates with him almost. Yeah, and he literally said Dembele is desperate to prove himself at Barcelona. Barcelona is more or less his boyhood dream of a club that he wants to go to. And he very much feels like he's got unfinished business there. So it makes you question his motivation and mentality if he does actually move to United. But then again, you could look at the positive side of it and think maybe he'd come with an added incentive of kind of proving the world wrong. I know what it might not be a great comparison, but we're talking about injury prone. We're talking about players that went to Spanish footballing giants. Look at the revelation that James Rodriguez has been at Everton. When everyone wrote him off and said he's not been the same since 2014, he's been injury prone, etc. He looks like the man of old. And who's to say that Dembele can't refine that form that he had before he got his move to Barcelona? Because it's not, don't get me wrong, it's not the easiest place to go and play.
Especially recently.
I chatted with this about to Jay last night. You know, there's players like Griezmann that have kind of been in the shadow of Messi and not quite stood out and done okay there. And there's a lot of players that have gone in. Even Coutinho, I don't think he was horrendous there. But because Messi's there, you kind of, there is this pressure of you're the man that's going to come in and replace Messi, or you're going to be part of the replacing the Messi. And if it doesn't work, there is a lot of pressure. I think the worry is for me is the money element to it. If we have to sign him, I think you're looking at that kind of writes off Sancho. Because we're
that
already,
sweet obligation to buy.
The obligation to buy is no good.
No.
Here's the other bit. Dembele's Barcelona's eighth highest paid player. Do you know how much money he's on at Barcelona?
$200,000 a week.
€230,000
cheap
a week.
Cheap old boy, isn't he? And so per game, that's probably what, $600,000 a game that he plays for? Because he's missing two-thirds of the games in any given
for Barcelona season.
$600,000 a game. Worth it. Well worth it. And he gets does decent numbers in terms of goals and assists. He's very quick. He's two-footed. He's a skillful player.
Do you know why
me
and Jay are against him, though? He was the reason why Liverpool went back.
Yeah, I'm agree.
And beat Barcelona.
I said to Jay last night, if he arrives and gets given, if he definitely gets given number 7,
he'll get cheered at Anfield.
He needs to come out and do an apology to all Manchester United fans.
Do you know what? He got played in, right? I don't know if you remember in the Champions League game.
I think we might remember that one, yeah.
3-0, 4-0 up.
3-0 up.
He's there to bury the game. He probably would have buried the tie.
And he passed it back.
And he just passed it back. And I'll never forgive him for it. In fact, now that I think about it, I don't want Dembele. I can't believe he did. Nah.
You already knew about this.
But it's just dawned on me. I can't believe he did that.
I know. It's unforgivable.
He let the Scousers off the hook.
It's
and that
unforgivable.
Is unforgivable offence.
I know.
Do you know what I'm saying?
If they'd have gone on to get pasted in the final again, like they did against Madrid, it would have been one thing. But the fact that they went on to win it, it's his fault. He won Liverpool a European Cup. How can we ever have him in the side? At least Michael Owen had the courtesy to only win him a UEFA Cup in 2001. He wouldn't have dared win them a Champions League.
Because he knew what had come to Man United.
Because he knew what had come to Man United 10 years later. For God's sake.
Someone just said, well done, Ronaldo. I knew you'd get there.
Sometimes it takes a while.
Yeah, sometimes you have to put the words out in the air and hear them back to know exactly why you don't want someone at the club.
If we don't get Sancho, I wouldn't mind it on loan for a season with no obligation. You can't have the obligation to buy.
Do you know what?
Dembele on loan, essentially you're getting the same player as Alexis Sanchez on loan.
At least he's on loan.
Doesn't want to be there, on too much money, injury prone. Is he even that good when he's not injured? I know he is good, but Dembele's never had a season like Sanchez had at Arsenal.
I think he hasn't. Do you know what also is against Dembele? I think one of his main... one of his main actual highlights of his career is knocking the ball and running past Kyle Walker. I think that's what people... I think when I spoke about Dembele to people, that's, did you not see that time in the World Cup or a few years ago where he's blasted the ball down line and ran past Kyle Walker? I'm like, yeah, great.
He's quick.
What are the comments saying about...
there's people not happy. There's Ryan Edwards saying Barca are falling apart. I don't actually see Dembele allowed to leave. I think there's a little bit of that, but... I don't know. I played 9 times last year. Someone's saying
Dan James is quick. Yeah, if you want someone to knock the ball past Kyle Walker, Dan James has done a bit of it.
People saying I'd rather Sarr, and I but tend then you're to agree. Isn't it?
Fabrizio Romano tweeted a little bit ago saying, that's it about Sancho. Jadon himself always wanted to join Man United, as we know. Agreed personal terms by July. It's €120 million euros or nothing. Ole also knows how difficult it is to sign him in the last days. Man United are still in talks with Barcelona for Dembele. Talk about kicking the bollocks.
Yeah, I can see how elated Joe is.
It's just not fun, is it?
Yeah, and it is again. It's just funny. It's always like, why is it always like FIFA players? I know I keep saying this. Why don't we ever sign? I know Dan James was a left field signing, or right field, as he's turned out to be. But why can't we sign, like, why didn't we get Saar before he went to Watford? Why didn't we get Mahrez before he went to Leicester? Why didn't we, like, when's the last time United, well, honestly, right,
okay,
when is the last time
an easy answer
Manchester
for that?
United signed a player that that after 3 or 4 years at the club was worth like triple their value that we bought him for? Ronaldo's the first one that springs to mind. What was that, 2007, six?
Yeah,
he was obviously worth a lot more very quickly. When's the last time we signed?
Because when
really
United
went mad in terms of like, we signed for this and now they're worth this. We either sat like Martial, he's gone up to like 50, 60 million because all the add-ons have been there. Same with Bruno, who was quite cheap, but I think we have to pay 63 million euros now because of he got us in the Champions League and the goals he scored. When's the last time we got someone and made and that was a real hidden gem that proved to be brilliant?
There's an obvious answer though.
What?
Because as a club at United feels added pressure on hitting on any transfer that they do.
Yeah.
And quite often those hidden gems you're talking about, they're gambles. Mm. Secondly, look at United from like a merchandise kind of sales position.
Yeah.
They know the benefits of selling, of buying superstars. Mm. So that's kind of...
Yeah, that's true.
They're going to buy players for their name. They're going to buy players for who they are because they'll sell shirts.
Mm.
I think that's partly what they're thinking at the same time. It's just...
Who is the last one? And I mean, obviously, we've had players come through the youth. You know, Rashford would be worth 100 million and Greenwood would be worth probably close to that. We've had players come through the youth side.
Is he? How much do you reckon Greenwood's worth now?
Oh, 70 at least. At least 70 million. Mason. If you want a Mason Greenwood, he's... Yeah.
I think I'd say 70, no.
70 million. It's
ridiculous. I was having an argument. No, the reason I asked you, yeah?
De Gea would be.
De Gea would, yeah. De Gea's a good
De Gea
shout.
Would have been. De Gea's a good one.
Yeah, we That's got him for, what was it? Jamie. But we're still, what was it, 23 million?
Yeah. Romano tweeted 10 years today, ago. Also about Chris Smalling, meeting right now between Roma and United by intermediaries. They don't like to talk to each other, I don't think. I don't think United have anyone that actually does. Maybe Woodward has just sent this out to someone else to do, maybe. I really can't be arsed with this. For Chris Smalling, the agreement is really close to be completed, around 16 million euros. Roma are also asking again for Diogo Dalot on loan. United want to sell him on a permanent deal.
Hey, listen, anyway, what I did want to mention is... listen.
All right.
We'll now, obviously, we can speak about that, but...
We've talked about Chris Smalling.
How many people have you got watching this?
3,500 people.
So why have you only got 323 likes, That's people?
A great point, Ronaldo.
It's kind of bothering me a little bit.
Like the video. If we get to 1,000 likes, we'll sign Jadon Sancho. We'll pay it because we've got loads of
it. And here's a second wager.
We'll
like the video if you don't like the video if you don't want us to sign Dembele, and if you do want us to sign Dembele, like the video as well.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
there you go.
Just like the video, really.
Yeah, but, please like the video. It helps out a lot. Chris Smalling, yeah, he's going, isn't he? We'll get it done. Yep. We'll probably do some big tweet about trophies, FA Cup, League Cup, Premier League. Goodbye to Chris Smalling, you big vegan bastard. And the tweet will get 600 likes. And then you tweet one thing, Romano tweets, United still won't pay the money for Sancho, and it gets 30k likes. I feel bad for Chris Smalling. In fact, actually, I feel happy for Chris Smalling that he gets to leave and actually be wanted at a place, because he's a good defender. As a defender, defending, he's good.
Yeah, he just can't play football.
Can't play football, but he is a good defender. And I'm sure he'd be very good in Italy. And again, it goes to show you've
done it. Chiellini, all these years overrated. Make a profit on Chris Smalling, won't we?
Yeah, I'm talking like two, three times their value that we bought them for to sell them. So I know, and there's also a point to be made. I appreciate that United, like you said, Ronaldo, tend to buy the finished article. We're not the sort of team that buy young players in and sell them. Mm. I appreciate that, but when's the last time we really got a gem that we bought that was then worth one more? Do you know the last one I can think of before De Gea? Paul Pogba. And we only know he's worth 90 million because we fucking paid it for him.
This is what... No, but when you're talking about finished articles and hidden gems, how often do big clubs actually find them?
Well, Dortmund find them all the time. I think
Leicester
find them all the time.
But is that because them clubs have less pressure on hitting on all their transfers?
Yeah, of course. I appreciate that. I do appreciate that. We have to buy players that are good enough to play for Man United.
Because think about when we actually...
More for that.
When have we actually tried to do it and it's not happened? The person that comes to mind is the... Bebe.
No, Dan James, Bebe, Obertan.
Bebe was meant to be the hidden gem
I
that would turn
Dan
out.
Dan James in Bebe.
No, I wouldn't put them together, but...
I'm talking about players that cost less than 20 million that didn't end up being worth any more than that. I'm not saying that they're both the same quality.
I don't think clubs of United's ilk often...
No, I appreciate it. I do appreciate
find
that.
Hidden gems, but...
And someone said that if we hadn't fucked up the contract, Ander Herrera would have been worth more than what we sold him.
Yeah, definitely.
What did we buy him for? 23 million?
Do you think he's worth more than 23?
He wouldn't have gone to PSG for much more than that. Do you think?
Nah.
Andy Herrera, 30. I don't think he ever would have sold for much more than we bought him for. Not that he was a bad player, but he wasn't like Mahrez. What they gave him for? $300,000 or something. Sold him for $56 million.
We just can't do that, can we?
No. And I appreciate if we did get a gem like that, we wouldn't sell him because we need to keep top players. But yeah. You just think like, we're just buying like Ousmane Dembele. Like, what kind of inventiveness does it take to scout him? What kind of thinking? What kind of thinking? The sort of French wonder kid from this 4 years ago. That's who we're going.
I'm
going
to rear it. I'm just going to say it again. You're a vexed man, innit?
I'm stressed because it's getting close now. It's Monday. It's 3 days away. It's not like at the start of the week. I was like, right, big week coming up. Let's hear some big moves starting Tuesday. Let's get Smalling done. Let's get Delo out the door if you don't like him. Let's hear the sort of advanced talks. United come back to Sancho with a bigger deal. Dortmund are considering it. We haven't heard any of it. No. We haven't heard anything. We're not close to Saar. We're not close to any sort of striker that we apparently wanted. We're not close to a centre-back. Tellez has stalled or has at least no real updates in the last couple of days. Sancho looks further away than it did 12 months ago.
It isn't good.
It's shit. And this whole thing of, oh, it's not Ollie's fault. He's been thrown under the bus. Even James Ducker tweeting it, who is Mr. Woodward, here's a story and run it for me, please. James Ducker saying, this isn't Ollie's fault. He said time and time again, the board know what I want. We need to improve the squad. We're trying our best to improve the squad. That sentiment only lasts until we're sixth at Christmas. And at that point, who cares? Ollie out. And we just go through manager after manager because it's so much easier to replace one man in the manager than it is to replace everyone above him who keeps fucking it up time and time again.
So we've had a super chat.
That's not all right.
We've had a super chat from...
don't touch me.
Rishiraj Gupta. We'll be the banter club till this board stay in. Till this board stay in if we couldn't sign Sancho.
What currency is that, by the way?
We will be a banter club. There are more banter clubs than us.
Why didn't we strengthen other areas? What about the outgoings? Rojo, Jones, Lingard, Mata. Awfully shocking. And
now, we did speak.
Do not speak about one.
The issue is nobody wants to buy them. That is the problem.
You've just turned
the screen off, Cam. Well done.
Yeah. And will you zoom in on that? Because I can't see it.
I know what it is. It's the merry... Gary Neville has liked this. There's been a thing going around the last few weeks.
Got it really out.
About it's the merry-go-round at Manchester United. Which is that, let me find it, Mr. McCullough tweeted it. Before
so what it is
hire new manager. We'll start top left corner.
Hire new manager, and it's like it's a flow chart. So arrow to arrow to arrow. Hire new manager, make 3 or 4 signings they want, get Champions League football, make no signings, and release a search for a director of football article. Get 6 because of lack of reinforcements. Sack the manager for poor performance. Hire new manager. And
fuck,
repeat.
Man. That is decent. How stressful is that when you look at that?
I know. It's true.
How stressful is that when you look at that flow chart? It's like fucking rinse and repeat.
I know. And we are, what stage are we at now? Cam, just turn that back around again. We are at make no signings and release a search for a director of football article. So we're two moves away from sacking Ollie.
Yeah, we need to play bad in the next few weeks and that'll be that. We've had another super chat from Shushant Dar. Pretty sure nothing significant is going to happen. Owners are more concerned about taking dividends than running the club properly. That's just true. And that's it.
It is true.
That is what it is.
We've had enough time to see that now, haven't we? And I know that we spent a lot of money under Van Gaal and he got loads of signings in. But you just... Even just the way they went, like when you talk about planning a club like Man United, one of the few clubs, I know every club likes to say there's a style of play, there's a history, there's a heritage. Fucking West Ham like to say it because they had two players in the England squad who won the World Cup. They like to act like they've got a style of play. When actually, United are one of the few clubs with, here's how you play, here's a rough guide as to how you play football, here's a rough guide as the emphasis you have to put on youth, here's a rough guide as, you know. You go from Van Gaal, who's one way of playing, to Jose Mourinho, who's a completely different way of playing, to Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. So you're spending all this money, you've wasted it because you had no coherent plan. You had nothing that was going to take us from this decade to that decade. It's literally just what makes sense this year, we'll do that. Unless it means, you know, spending money on a manager who succeeded. That's one thing that they consistently do is underfund good managers.
We've had a tweet from Christian Falk. Read now. Like,
go on then.
Still true. No bid for Sancho from Manchester United. Michael Zork, head of sport from Borussia Dortmund confirmed. We have already said everything on this subject and nothing will change in the next 3 days.
Do you think that means that...
What does that mean? What do we expect him to say?
Says we've already said everything, do you think he means to United or to the public? Because he's come out and said publicly that he's not for sale and that it's not happening. But when he says we've already said everything on this subject, do you think he means we've told United it's 120 million or fuck off? Do you think he means that, or do you think he means we've told you publicly Sancho will be here next season, that's not going to change? Which one do you think it is?
I think it's the we've told United that it's 120 million.
Yeah.
But we're going to keep telling you he's not for sale. But
because of course he's not. I've never seen a club come out and say, except when Real Madrid tried to get rid of Bale last year, and they were like, but Zidane was like, we're trying to find somewhere for him to go, and then they didn't.
Does anyone have
right wing Madrid? Yeah. Not surprising.
It's bad, isn't it?
Anyway.
Everyone's just it's the same thing constantly.
I feel like we need to give our guy Joe time to go calm down a little bit. We've brought you in for the podcast and we feel like we're just ride up your blood pressure a little
we've
bit.
We've only got, what is it, maybe another week of this? Oh no, we haven't, because we've got until the 15th when the British transfer window shuts.
Well, unless we sign Sancho and tell us then.
If we sign Sancho before Monday, then this can come down to this and we can smile again. But in theory, we've got basically 3 days of this level of stress and then we can relax a bit, because even at best, we're going to get Sarr in for 40 million, who could play it, but the one that needs to happen, we've got 3 days of stressing and then we can calm down a bit. And then we can worry about being Ole in despite all evidence to the contrary.
I feel like we've got a very important 4 days ahead of us. Obviously, Tottenham game on Sunday.
Forgot about that.
Deadline day on Monday. Obviously, we've got a super chat, but we do also need to wrap this up.
Yeah.
I feel like we've been doing
it.
Soft, mate.
Hour and a half.
Have we kept you?
Hour and a half. And I've lost all hearing in my right ear.
I think that's for you, mate.
Look at his face.
We've had a super chat from Prakar, who said, why are we looking for Dembele? With all due to respect, he's too injury prone. We need Sancho. Nothing else. No one else. We need to put Ollie, because board is not. And that's true. United fans need to get behind Ollie, because if you don't, like I said, that little circle, the never-ending circle, keeps happening. And the best way to go about that right now is just to support Ollie and just say, look, we know that it's not your fault.
It won't matter.
It's not the player's fault. But as I said, it won't matter.
There is no manager. I mean, Ollie, of course, hasn't won any major trophies. He's won a couple of leagues in Norway, and that's about it. There is no manager, as we saw with Jose Mourinho, that doesn't have enough of a weakness that finishing sixth will not exploit in terms of the fan base.
Yeah.
The thing with Jose was he'd won trophies everywhere he'd been. He'd won trophies with us, and it took a few weeks of him falling out with people, because that's his weakness, that you go, he's done, he's finished, you got to get him out. Louis van Gaal, the same thing. He'd finished in good positions with us. He'd won trophies with us, but because it looked as though maybe he was coming to the end of his career as a manager, that there's a big enough weakness, let's get him out, let's get Jose in. Ole, he can do what he wants with this club. He finishes third, he makes good signings consistently, but because he's never won anything else, there's enough of a weakness for the cracks in finishing sixth to find, and he'll be gone. There's literally no manager, unless Sir Alex Ferguson came back, but even then people would be saying he's too old, we've got to sack him. There is no manager that is safe enough to escape the wrath of finishing sixth, even if you're not being backed. So he's gone. No matter how much we get behind him, if he doesn't finish in the top four this season, he'll get sacked. And it's shit. And because it could be any manager. It doesn't even matter that it's Ole. It just happens to be a club legend that we all like.
Set your reminders for 10 o'clock tonight. Joe does it live, where he's in a really good mood usually.
That was literally what I was about to say. Will you make it to your Friday Night Live?
I will do.
1,000 Joes and 1,000 likes before we go.
1,000 Joes. Smile. Yeah. 1,000 likes and a smile.
Yeah.
1,000 likes or he doesn't do his live. Actually, no, you do it. No, you do it anyway. You do it anyway.
I'm doing it for 3 likes. I'm doing it for love nor money. I don't know what that means.
But this has been it. You've got anything else to say? Or is that
take
it?
Take it away, mate.
Save it away, Ronaldo. Listen, all right, this has been Devil's Podcast. It's been a very eventful one.
Tumultuous.
So to say.
Tumultuous.
But we've got an interesting 4 days left, and I don't know about you, but I'm kind of worried now. I feel like you've riled up my worries even more than it was.
I'm cool, calm and collected, mate. Can't you tell?
But remember to like, comment, subscribe if you're new. This was Devil's Podcast, and I'll see you later.
Podcast Network. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.